William Golding's award-winning book, Lord of the Flies, is one of my all-time favorite novels. One of the few populist novels that achieves a high literary status, it is equally at home with both critics and the general public, and its themes of society's eventual descent into chaos has become a well-used theme in modern horror works. When the rules of society are removed, the vacuum is either filled with new rules or total anarchy. And Lord of the Flies is the story of a group of young British schoolboys who have survived a plane crash and now find themselves freed from adult rule on a deserted island. The novel has been adapted into two films, one directed by the legendary Peter Brook, and it has also been adapted into the play now being offered by Henley Street Theatre. This adaptation by Nigel Williams condenses the several weeks the novel covers into a tight 90 minutes. While it speeds up the production, the accelerated pace also makes the events a little less believable. The play has a lot to offer, especially several performances. I was particularly moved by Eric Evans as Ralph, the young leader who eventually becomes hunted. Drew Cease as Jack does a great job of personifying everything that is wrong with a person. Cease captures the essence of evil very well and is a real presence on stage. Sean Weiland as the martyr Simon offers us the representation of the spiritual on this lost island. His scene where he uncovers the titular Lord of the Flies is very well played. Matthew Barger as Piggy, the voice of reason, who whines, wheedles, and is the most vulnerable of all the boys, brings all of Piggy's faults to life. Despite these good performances, there is a definite schism between the level of accent work offered by all the actors. Another issue with the play is the tightness of the set designed by Jason Weinberger. The intimate size of the Sparks stage makes it impossible to separate the playing areas. While the older boys are plotting a hunt, it seems right on top of the younger boys trying to keep the fire going on the beach. One last issue is the sound, which is over the top for a large portion of the play. Wooden spears against the stage creates a cacophony that makes it nearly impossible to hear dialogue, even when it is shouted and chanted. The lights by Joe Doran are occasionally brilliant, but the strobe lighting is powerful enough to induce a headache. Director Josh Chouinard has put together an interesting evening of theater that will electrify some audiences. Unfortunately, there are other drawbacks associated with the production that others will not enjoy. This entry into both the Acts of Faith Festival and Minds Wide Open is guaranteed to start many conversations, just as Lord of the Flies has been doing since 1954. Henley Street Theatre has been building its reputation on creating theatre that starts dialogues among adults, and this play is no exception. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.